ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। వెల్కమ్ టు అవర్ భాగవత ప్రవాహ ఆన్లైన్ సిరీస్ ఆన్ ద 10th క్యాంటో ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ ఎపిసోడ్ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ హౌ కృష్ణ డెలివర్డ్ పూతన, శకటాసుర్ అండ్ త్రిణావర్త, అండ్ వీ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ సీన్ ద నేమ్ గివింగ్ సెరమనీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ బై గర్గముని, అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఆల్సో సీన్ హౌ కృష్ణ షోడ్ ద ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ టు మదర్ యశోద విత్ ఇన్ హిస్ మౌత్. అండ్ టుడే వీ విల్ డిస్కస్ ద 9th, 10th అండ్ 11th చాప్టర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద 10th క్యాంటో. And in these chapters, Sukadeva Goswami very beautifully describes the Damodar Leela, how Mother Yashoda bound Krishna with a rope to this wooden grinding mortar. And later Krishna delivers the two sons of Kubera who were lying in the form of two Arjuna trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And later we will see how Krishna started tending small calves along with other boys. And while tending calves, he kills two demons, Vatsasur and Bakasur. So these are the pastimes that we are going to cover today in this today's episode. So we'll begin with the 9th chapter of the 10th canto. So the 9th chapter describes the Damodar Leela. And this Damodar Leela is spoken to actually present the glories of Mother Yashoda. Sukadeva Goswami describes how exalted is Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna. So Rasalila is considered the epitome of all the Madhurya pastimes of Krishna. Similarly, Damodar Leela is considered the epitome of all Vatsalya pastimes of Krishna. Of all the Vatsalya bhaktas of Krishna, Mother Yashoda is the topmost. And her Vatsalya affection, parental affection towards Krishna is superior to even Nanda Maharaj, even Rohini and all the other Vatsalya gopis of Vrindavan and the cows. And her Vatsalya affection towards Krishna is superior to even Devaki's Vatsalya affection for Krishna also. She is the topmost devotee. We will see the glories of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda is called Yashoda. Yasha means fame. Yashoda means one who gives fame. Mother Yashoda is called Yashoda because she gave fame to Krishna. What kind of fame did she give to Krishna? Krishna in this Leela is called Damodar. Udara means belly, Dama means rope. So Mother Yashoda bound Krishna's belly with a rope. So he became Damodar. Actually, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna with a rope, and that rope represents Mother Yashoda's love. So Mother Yashoda bound Krishna with the rope of her love and affection. And Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So Krishna is called Damodar, or that Supreme Lord who is bound by the love and affection of his devotees. How the Supreme Lord is captivated, captured and controlled by his devotees is demonstrated in this Damodar Leela. And Krishna became so famous as that God who is always controlled by his devotees, dear devotees. So Krishna became famous like this, and that fame Krishna received because of Mother Yashoda. That's why she is called Yashoda. So the very meaning of Mother Yashoda's name can be seen in this beautiful pastime. Mother Yashoda made Krishna famous as Damodar. That's why she is called Yashoda. Yasha means fame. So we will see the first shloka. Ekada grahadasishu yashodanandagehini karmantarani yukteshu nirmamanthasvayam dadhim yani yani hagitani tadbalacharitani cha dadhi nirmanthane kale smaranti tanyagayata. Very beautiful shloka. Sukadeva Goswami says, Ekada grahadasishu, one day, all the grahadasis were there, all the maid servants in Yashodamata's house, they were engaged in different activities in her house. Ekada grahadasishu Yashoda Nandagehini. She told all the maid servants, you do this work, you do that work. And karmantara niyukteshu nirmamantaha swayam dadhi. And she herself began to churn butter personally. So although she has so many maid servants, Mother Yashoda started personally churning butter for the pleasure of Krishna. In the previous episode, we have seen how several gopis in Vrindavan would come to Mother Yashoda and lodge complaints against Krishna in front of Mother Yashoda. And Yashoda was thinking, why Krishna is going to different gopis' houses and stealing butter from them? In my house, butter is not sweet or what? So am I unable to make butter properly for the satisfaction of Krishna? So Mother Yashoda is concerned. So she wanted to personally churn butter. She was thinking that my maid servants do not know how to churn butter. So I will personally do it. And she did it with very special milk called Padmagandha milk. So she would take care of Padmagandha cows and feed very special, fragrant, tasty, soft grasses to these cows. And then she would take the milk of these cows and then personally make butter from that milk. So while Mother Yashoda is churning butter for Krishna, Yani Yani Ha Geetani Tad Bala Charitani Cha. She was singing. What she was singing? She was singing the glories of Krishna. So whatever pastimes that Krishna has performed till that point in his manifest Leelas, Mother Yashoda composed all of them in the form of songs. Or sometimes Mother Yashoda would go to some poets to so that they can compose Krishna's activities in the form of songs, and Yashoda would sing them while churning butter. So Yani Yani Ha Geetani Tad Bala Charitani Cha. And Dadhinir Manthane Kale Smaranti Tani Agayata. While remembering her beautiful child Krishna, remembering him, she started singing them. So Mother Yashoda's hands were engaged in churning butter for Krishna, Krishna Seva. And her words, power of speech, is engaged in singing about Krishna, and her mind is engaged in remembering Krishna. Her body, her mind, her words are totally engaged in Krishna's service. This is how every devotee should render service to Krishna with body, mind and words. She was thoroughly Krishna conscious while she was doing this service. And third shloka, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kshomam vasah pruthukatitate bibhrati sutranadham putra sneha snatakuchayugam jatakam pamcha subhroho Rajvakarshashrama bhujachalat kankanau kundalecha Svinnam vaktram kabara vigalan malati nirmamantha Kshaumam vasaha pruthukatitate. Mother Yashoda was wearing a yellowish saffron sari. Kshaumam vasaha pruthukatitate vibhrati sutranadham. She was also wearing a beautiful belt around her waist. And putra sneha snuta kucha yugam jata kampam cha subharu. Out of her deep loving affection for Krishna, for her dear son, milk is coming out of her body spontaneously. Although Krishna is sleeping in the next room, Mother Yashoda got up early in the morning on Diwali day and she started churning butter because she knows that if I start churning butter after Krishna wakes up, he would not allow me to do it. He would cause some disturbance. He is very naughty. He is very mischievous. So Mother Yashoda allowed Krishna to sleep and she got up very early and started churning. And putra sneha smita kuchayugam. Mother Yashoda is feeling separation from Krishna, who was sleeping right in the next room. So out of her separation from Krishna, out of her remembrance of Krishna, milk was spontaneously coming out of her body, out of affection for Krishna. So jata kampam cha subhru, and as she was singing about Krishna, her beautiful eyebrows were dancing very expressively. And rajva akarsha shrama bhuja chalat. So raju akarsha means Mother Yashoda is churning butter, pulling the rope of the churning rod, and shrama bhuja chalat, her arms, her shoulders were working so hard and she was getting fatigued. Internally she is very satisfied, but externally she was perspiring also. So kankana kundalecha, as she was pulling this rope, her beautiful bangles were making sound like kartals, and as she was churning, the churning rod within the butter pot was making a sound that is resembling mridanga. So these are kartals and that is mridanga, and Mother Yashoda is singing. So to her beautiful singing, this bangles and the churning rod were playing kartal and mridanga and softly accompanying her singing performance. These are like musical instruments. That's how Mother Yashoda is rendering service to Krishna. Rajvakarshashrama bhuja chalat kankanau kundalecha. కుండల మీన్స్ హర్ ఇయర్ రింగ్స్ వర్ ఆల్సో స్వింగింగ్ సో నైస్లీ. దెన్ స్విన్నం వక్త్రం కవర యుగలం మాలతి నిర్మమంత. మదర్ యశోద ఆల్సో వాస్ వేరింగ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ మాలతి ఫ్లవర్స్ ఆన్ హర్ హెయిర్ అండ్ షీ వాస్ ఆల్సో పెర్స్పైరింగ్ అండ్ హర్ హెయిర్స్ హర్ ఫ్లవర్స్ వర్ ఫాలింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హర్ హెయిర్ యాజ్ షీ వాస్ చర్నింగ్ బటర్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోద. దోస్ హు వాంట్ టు ఫాలో ద ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోద అండ్ కల్టివేట్ వాత్సల్య అఫెక్షన్ టువర్డ్స్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ అడ్వైజ్డ్ టు మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ ద ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోద యాజ్ షీ వాస్ చర్నింగ్ బటర్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ పాస్టైమ్. సో ఫోర్త్ శ్లోక. తం తాం స్తన్య కామ ఆసాద్య మథ్నతీం జననీం హరిః గృహీత్వా దధిమంతానాం నిషేధ ప్రీతిమావహన్. సో కృష్ణ గాట్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ స్లీప్ బికాస్ మదర్ యశోద వాస్ వర్కింగ్ సో హార్డ్ చర్నింగ్ బటర్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. హర్ సర్వీస్ యాటిట్యూడ్ బికేమ్ నోన్ టు కృష్ణ అండ్ కృష్ణ గాట్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ స్లీప్. హీ స్టార్టెడ్ ఫీలింగ్ సపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ మదర్ యశోద. సో హీ గాట్ అప్ అండ్ వెన్ ఎవర్ కృష్ణ గెట్స్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ స్లీప్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ హీ వుడ్ సీ హిస్ మదర్ నెక్స్ట్ టు హిమ్ బట్ హీ డిడ్ నాట్ సీ హిస్ మదర్. కృష్ణ ఫెల్ట్ వెరీ బ్యాడ్ దట్ వేర్ డిడ్ మై మదర్ గో లీవింగ్ మీ. సో కృష్ణ గాట్ అప్ హీ స్టార్టెడ్ క్రయింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ కేమ్ ఆల్ ద వే టు మదర్ యశోద వేర్ షీ వాస్ చర్నింగ్ అండ్ కృష్ణ ఇమీడియట్లీ కాట్ ద చర్నింగ్ రాట్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోద సో దట్ షీ కెన్ స్టాప్ చర్నింగ్ అండ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ హంగ్రీ. తమ్ స్తన్య కామ ఆసాద్య. కృష్ణ ఇస్ వెరీ హంగ్రీ ఫర్ మదర్ యశోదస్ మిల్క్. సో వెన్ ఎ డివోటీ హ్యాస్ సిన్సియర్ సర్వీస్ యాటిట్యూడ్ అండ్ ద డివోటీ వాంట్స్ టు రెండర్ సమ్ సర్వీస్ టు ద లార్డ్ ఇఫ్ ఈ సో ఈగర్ దెన్ కృష్ణ విల్ పర్సనల్లీ కమ్ టు రిసీవ్ దట్ సర్వీస్. సో మదర్ యశోద ఇస్ సో ఈగర్ అండ్ ఎంతూసియాస్టిక్ టు సర్వ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ కృష్ణ పర్సనల్లీ కేమ్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ మదర్ యశోద హ్యాడ్ గాన్ టు కృష్ణ. సో కృష్ణ కేమ్ అండ్ స్టాప్డ్ ద చర్నింగ్ అండ్ హీ కాట్ ద చర్నింగ్ రాడ్ నాట్ మదర్ యశోదస్ హ్యాండ్ ఆర్ లెగ్స్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ హీ కాట్ ద చర్నింగ్ రాడ్. హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ ఇఫ్ ఐ క్యాచ్ ద చర్నింగ్ రాడ్ చర్నింగ్ విల్ స్టాప్. సో మదర్ యశోద బికేమ్ వెరీ ఇంప్రెస్డ్ విత్ హర్ లిటిల్ చైల్డ్స్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్. ఓ మై చైల్డ్ ఈస్ గ్రోయింగ్ అండ్ హీ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ హీ హాస్ బికమ్ వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ హీస్ క్యాచింగ్ ద చర్నింగ్ రాడ్ అండ్ దెన్ కృష్ణ జస్ట్ క్లైమ్డ్ ఆన్ మదర్ యశోదస్ ల్యాప్ అండ్ మదర్ యశోద నీడ్ నాట్ ఇన్వైట్ కృష్ణ. కృష్ణ కమెంట్స్ ఇట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఇట్ ఇదో మాసనం అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు chants with certain mantras for Krishna to come and sit and eat. But Yashoda's lap is Krishna's property. So Krishna just sat on the lap and Mother Yashoda started feeding her milk to Krishna very lovingly. Then there was a transcendental competition between Mother Yashoda's milk and Krishna's hunger. So Krishna was drinking the milk of Mother Yashoda and Mother Yashoda was feeding the milk and unlimited milk is coming from Mother Yashoda's body. So because she has unlimited love for Krishna and her milk is nothing but a transformation of her love, unlimited milk was flowing from her body and Krishna was drinking. And Krishna also has great appetite to drink Mother Yashoda's milk, means reciprocate with her love. So there was a transcendental competition. How much milk does a mother's body can have? And how much milk a small 2-3-year-old boy can drink. But here, there is no limit. So it is spiritual exchange, it is not material exchange. Mother Yashoda has unlimited milk in her body and Krishna has unlimited appetite to drink that milk. So Krishna was drinking the milk and there is this transcendental competition. And in this competition, sometimes Mother Yashoda would win and Krishna will lose. Because as Krishna is drinking that milk like a chataka bird drinks raindrops, sometimes the milk is coming out of Krishna's mouth on his bluish face. This droplets of milk that are coming out of his mouth were looking like nice pearls. He was looking so nice. So the milk is coming out of overflowing from his mouth because Mother Yashoda has more milk than Krishna can actually drink. So while this is going on, Mother Yashoda has heard a sound from the kitchen because she kept Padmagandha milk on the stove for boiling and that Padmagandha milk started thinking that, oh, Mother Yashoda is giving milk to Krishna and Krishna will not drink me. What is the use of my existence? Let me commit suicide. Let me go into fire. So that milk, Padmagandha milk, wanted to commit suicide and then it started overflowing. Mother Yashoda has heard it. This is very precious milk. It's not ordinary milk. But Yashoda immediately kept Krishna on the ground and then she ran into the kitchen to take care of the milk. And Krishna became thoroughly upset. Krishna was so disappointed. How can Mother Yashoda interrupt? I am not yet satisfied with her milk and then she stopped giving me milk. She neglected me. She went inside to save that Padmagandha milk. So Krishna became extremely angry. Actually, Mother Yashoda did it just to take 1 minute break. Not that she was neglectful to Krishna. That Padmagandha milk is also meant for Krishna service only, but little later. So sometimes a devotee may have to interrupt one service to do another service. And in doing so, sometimes the Lord could be displeased. Which service to be prioritized? Krishna himself will give intelligence to the devotee. Dadami buddhi yogam tum yenamam upayantiti. Prabhupada writes like that. So Mother Yashoda went inside and Krishna became very angry. And he started biting his reddish lips with his whitish teeth. That white teeth represent mode of goodness and red lips represent mode of passion. So we have to subdue mode of passion with mode of goodness. That's a message given by the acharyas. So Krishna became very angry and he picked up a stone and he hit the butter pot. And all the contents of that pot, that earthen pot, started flowing throughout the room on the floor. And Krishna became upset. He was dissatisfied. He was angry and he was shedding tears also. And these are not false tears. Sometimes Krishna will act as if he is crying. But here Krishna is genuinely crying. So because Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna is so much and Krishna's reciprocation with her love also is so much that Krishna would get disappointed if he doesn't get that love. So Krishna's response in this situation is in reciprocation with Mother Yashoda's deep love and affection. So then Krishna went into another room and he started stealing butter, yesterday's butter, and he started distributing that butter to monkeys. He just climbed on a wooden grinding mortar and picked up the butter and started distributing to monkeys. So meanwhile, Mother Yashoda kept the Padmagandha milk all right, and then she came back to the room where she was churning, and she found that the pot was broken and the contents of the pot were spread all over the floor. And Yashoda became very angry and she understood, oh, my son must have done it. Because sometimes in Vrindavan, monkeys also come to houses and then they break pots and they do some mischief. But this is not done by a monkey. This is done by Krishna only. Because the pot was broken very skillfully. And it did not cause much sound also. When some monkey comes and then breaks some pots in the house, then that sound is audible to the housewife. But Mother Yashoda did not even hear the sound. Krishna skillfully broke the pot and then ran away from there. But any thief would leave some clues to the police to catch him. Krishna also left some clues. As you can see in that picture, Krishna left his beautiful butter footprints. So when Krishna ran from this room to another room, that beautiful butter footprints of Krishna are all over the place. Mother Yashoda could easily figure out where Krishna went. So Mother Yashoda picked up a small stick and followed the footprints of Krishna, went to the place where Krishna was distributing butter to the monkeys. And Krishna, while distributing butter to the monkeys, he was so careful, he was so alert. Mother Yashoda can come and catch me at any moment, because Krishna knows he has done an offense. He has broken the pot, he has stolen butter, and he started distributing it to monkeys. And he was extremely cautious. Although he is giving butter to monkeys, he is looking here and there. When will Mother Yashoda come? And Yashoda came very quietly from behind and suddenly manifested in front of Krishna with a stick. And Krishna never saw Mother Yashoda with a stick, and Krishna became extremely afraid, and then he jumped off from the wooden grinding mortar and he ran towards the main gate. Because Krishna was thinking that if I go outside the house, if I run out of the main gate, out to the main gate, then Mother Yashoda, being a very cultured lady and the queen of Vrindavan, she would not come on the streets to chase her son. So with that expectation, Krishna just ran towards the main gate. And Mother Yashoda is extremely strict now. So she ran behind Krishna also. So then the chase began. So Mother Yashoda was chasing Krishna with a stick, as you see in the picture, and Krishna is just running away, little small boy. And somehow on that day, Rohini Mata was not there at home, Balaramji was not there, Nanda Maharaj was not there. Nanda Maharaj went out to do some things, and Rohini and Balaram got a special invitation from Upananda. So they went to attend that invitation. Then Yashoda and Krishna were alone at home, and Krishna was being chased now. So every time Krishna would maintain a safe distance from Mother Yashoda, and he would look back, where did Mother Yashoda come? Krishna is a little boy, he was just running very fast, and Yashoda has a little hefty body, and then she was unable to catch up with Krishna. So great yogis try to captivate Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet within their hearts. But here is this simple gopi trying to catch Krishna and bind him and punish him and beat him, so with a stick. So that's the speciality of Mother Yashoda. So she has authority over God also. While all other people are hankering for a slight trace of mercy or glance of God, but Mother Yashoda has such deep love and affection for Krishna, she can control Krishna also. So she was chasing Krishna. At one point, Mother Yashoda caught Krishna. Krishna was thinking, where did Mother Yashoda reach? So he just turned behind, and Yashoda immediately caught his right hand. So then there was a nice conversation between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. In the 11th shloka, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kritagasamtam prarudantamakshini kashantamanjanmashini svapanina udvikshamanam bhayavihvalekshanam haste grahitva bhishayantya vagurat. So kritagasam tvam prarudantamakshini. Krishna, because he has done an offense, first the offense of breaking pot, second the offense of stealing butter, third offense distributing the butter to monkeys, fourth offense getting down from the mortar and then running away into the streets of Vrindavan and making Mother Yashoda run behind him. And fifth offense is, Mother Krishna is going to speak lies now in front of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, Krishna, what have you done? Why did you break the pot? And Krishna speaks lies. I did not break the pot. When you were running into the kitchen, your anklets touched the pot and the pot broke. And seeing you with a stick, I am just running away like a thief. And you caught me mercilessly and you were trying to beat me. And Krishna was crying profusely, prarudantamakshini. And then he is trying to wipe his tears like this. So whenever Krishna cries, Mother Yashoda takes her sari and then tries to wipe the tears of Krishna. But this time Mother Yashoda is very strict. So she was holding a stick, and she was not wiping the tears of Krishna. So Krishna himself was wiping his tears. So even Damodar Ashtakam also says, Rudantam muhurnetra yugmam rujantam karam bhoja yugmena satanka netram muhushvasvakam patri rekhanka kantha sthita graiva damodaram bhakti badham. So Krishna is crying profusely, and he was breathing very heavily, and with his two lotus hands he is trying to wipe the tears from the two lotus eyes. So rudantam muhurnetra yugmam rujantam. And when Krishna is rubbing his eyes to invoke sympathy and compassion of Mother Yashoda, the black ointment on Krishna's eyes, it started spreading all over his face. So he has reddish lips, bluish bodily complexion, and the black ointment is all over the face, and Krishna is looking so beautiful, and he is crying also. Mother Yashoda saw that Krishna is very agitated now, and Mother Yashoda even said, you monkey lover, you house plunderer, you butter thief, so you have spoken lies, and you are very cleverly concocting stories, so tell me who has broken the pot? Then Krishna says, no, it's because of your anklets the pot broke. And who has distributed butter to the monkeys? Krishna says, the person who has created the monkeys has given butter to the monkeys. And Mother Yashoda said, you are associating with monkeys and you have become like a monkey. Then Krishna says, if I am a monkey, I must be monkey from my mother's side, not from my father's side. So Krishna started giving very clever replies. And Krishna even said, you are calling me monkeys? I will not stay in your home. I will go to the forest and stay with the monkeys only. Then Mother Yashoda became very concerned. She threw the stick first because Krishna is so agitated. and she wanted to bind Krishna because when she is engaged in household activities very busily, Krishna might just go into the forest. He may run away from home just to keep him at home. Mother Yashoda wanted to bind him with a rope to the wooden grinding mortar. So Mother Yashoda started her endeavor to bind Krishna. She got some household rope and she tried to bind Krishna. Here Krishna had the whole itinerary of his day planned. Krishna wanted to go to so-and-so gopi's house and steal butter there, another gopi's house and then break her pots, another gopi's house and then pinch her babies, and another gopi's house and then throw some dirt on their walls. So like that, Krishna has so many plans for the day along with his friends. Krishna did not want to be bound. He started crying, screaming, "Oh, Mother Rohini, where are you? In your absence, Mother Yashoda is just binding me very mercilessly." And when Krishna is shouting like this, all the neighboring gopis came there. Every day Krishna would come to our house and does some mischief. And when we complained to Mother Yashoda, Yashoda would dismiss our complaints. And she would just defend her son only. Now Krishna must have done some mischief in Yashoda's house only. Let's go and watch the fun. All the gopis came there. They surrounded Mother Yashoda and Krishna. And Krishna is crying. And Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna. So she got one rope. And then she tied Krishna. She tried to tie Krishna with to that wooden grinding mortar. But that rope was 2 fingers short. Then Mother Yashoda caught another rope and then joined this rope. Still it is 2 fingers too short. And she joined all the ropes in her household. Still the rope could not bind Krishna. And she even borrowed ropes from neighboring houses also. Still she could not bind Krishna. And the other gopis were smiling. And Yashoda was also smiling. And Krishna is crying. So other gopis are saying that, "My dear Mother Yashoda, why are you endeavoring so much? It's not there within the destiny of Krishna to be bound by you today. Leave him. Let him play." Then Mother Yashoda says, "You mischievous boy, no playing for you. No butter for you. No toys for you. No friends for you today. So today I have to bind you." So Mother Yashoda was so determined to see the extent of her child's waist. It's not that Krishna expanded his waist. Krishna's waist is as big as Mother Yashoda's fist. Although she joined meters and meters of rope, she could not bind Krishna, and she was so astonished. So in this context, Sukadeva Goswami says, "Nachantarna bahir yasya napurvam napi chaparam purvaparam bahischantar jagato yo jagachayah tammatvatmajam avyaktam martyalingam adhokshajam gopilokhale dhamna babandha prakritam yatham." So nachantarna bahir yasya, Krishna does not have an inside or outside. He is all pervading. He is all pervading in time. He is all pervading in space. How can somebody who is everywhere at all times be bound within the confinement of a rope? Mother Yashoda is trying that. Although Krishna is the all pervading supreme personality of Godhead, Mother Yashoda is thinking that he is my son. I have to discipline him. If I don't teach him good behavior and good manners and raise him like a good human being, he will remain like this only. He will remain like a mischievous boy. So it's my responsibility to discipline him. So with that intention, Mother Yashoda was so determined to bind Krishna, and Krishna did not want to be bound. So Krishna, because ropes were falling short, so at one point Krishna became very merciful. Because Krishna did not want to be bound, his Ichha Shakti or Satya Sankalpa Shakti, means whatever Krishna decides has to become true. That is called Satya Sankalpa Shakti. So this Satya Sankalpa Shakti called Vibhuti Shakti of Krishna. And that Vibhuti Shakti means Krishna's grandeur, majesty, opulence, power that manifested in Krishna's belly. So Mother Yashoda could not bind Krishna because of these energies. But after some time, this Krishna has seen Mother Yashoda perspiring so much. When Mother Yashoda was chasing Krishna, so she became very tired, fatigued. She was having sweat all over her face. Her beautiful face was having this perspiration droplets. And also, the Malati flowers that she was wearing, they were falling on the ground. So, this beautiful shloka comes. Evam sandarshita hyanga harina. I'm sorry. Evam swadeha gavani yashoda sandadhatyapi గోపీనాం సుస్మయంతీనాం స్మరంతి స్మయంతి విస్మితా భవత్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ దిస్ శ్లోక 17 శ్లోక ఇస్ సేయింగ్ దట్ కృష్ణ వెన్ హీ వాస్ బీయింగ్ బౌండ్ హీస్ క్రైయింగ్ మదర్ యశోద అండ్ ఆల్ అదర్ గోపీస్ ఫర్ స్మైలింగ్. సో ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక ఇస్ స్వమాతుః స్విన్న గాత్రాయ విశ్రస్త కబరస్రజ దృష్ట్వా పరిశ్రమం కృష్ణ కృపయాసీత్ స్వబంధనే. సో స్వమాతుః స్విన్న గాత్రాయ సీయింగ్ హర్ మదర్ పర్స్పైరింగ్ సో మచ్ ఎండీవరింగ్ సో మచ్ విశ్రస్త కబరస్రజ అండ్ ఆల్ ద మాలతీ ఫ్లవర్స్ దట్ షీ వాస్ వేరింగ్ దేవర్ ఫాలింగ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ బికేమ్ వెరీ కంపాషనేట్ వెరీ మెర్సిఫుల్. సో దృష్ట్వా పరిశ్రమం కృష్ణ కృపయాసీత్ స్వబంధనే ద సీయింగ్ ద పరిశ్రమ ఆర్ ది హార్డ్ వర్క్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ హార్డ్ వర్క్ ఆఫ్ యశోద కృష్ణ బికేమ్ వెరీ మెర్సిఫుల్ హిస్ కృపా గాట్ ఇన్వోక్డ్. సో వెన్ కృపాశక్తి కేమ్ ది సత్య సంకల్ప శక్తి ఆర్ విభూతి శక్తి కెనాట్ స్టే దేర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది శక్తీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కృష్ణస్ కృపాశక్తి స్టాప్ మోస్ట్ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ Krishna's mercy on his devotees is the topmost. So when Krishna becomes merciful to the devotees, so all other logics will fail and Krishna agreed to be bound. Svabandhane krupaya asit svabandhane. So Krishna is finally bound by Mother Yashoda. So when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna or chase Krishna, the malati flowers on her head, they were thinking that Mother Yashoda is such a pure devotee of Krishna and how can we be on her hair, so let us fall at her feet. So malati flowers fell at the feet of Mother Yashoda. And some malati flowers were taking Krishna's side. So they were thinking that Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna, let's not be with her. So they just left. And some people were thinking, some malati flowers were thinking that Yashoda Mata is trying to catch Krishna and bind Krishna and we were increasing her weight. So let us reduce her weight so that she can easily catch Krishna. So some malati flowers fell. So like that, all the flowers in the Vrindavan Dham are also very conscious of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So now finally Mother Yashoda bound Krishna and Sukadeva Goswami says in the 19th shloka, evam sandarshita hayanga harina bhrityavashyata swavashena api krishnena yasyedam seshwaram vashe. Evam sandarshita hayanga. To show this quality of Krishna. What is that quality? Harina bhritya vashyata. Lord Hari or Lord Krishna is controlled by his devotees. He is captivated by them. He is captured by them. By their love. He is bound by the love of his devotees. To show this quality of Krishna, this pastime is enacted. Sva vashena api krishnena yasyedam seshwaram vashi. Although Krishna himself, Krishna is controlled by himself only and no one else can control him. And all the controllers of different departments of the universe are also under control of Krishna. Still Krishna is controlled by his devotees. The supreme controller is controlled by his devotees. That's what is demonstrated in this Damodar Leela. And Mother Yashoda is so glorious. Nemam virincho nabhavo nashri rapyanga samshraya. ప్రసాదం లేభిరే గోపీ యత్త ప్రాప విముక్తిదాత్ న ఇమం విరించో న భావో న శ్రీర్. ద మెర్సీ దట్ మదర్ యశోద హ్యాస్ రిసీవ్డ్ వాస్ నాట్ రిసీవ్డ్ బై బ్రహ్మ ఆర్ శివ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ లక్ష్మీ ఆల్సో. దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోద. నాయం సుఖాపో భగవాన్ దేహినాం గోపికా సుత జ్ఞానినాం చాత్మభూతానాం యథా భక్తిమథామిహ. సో నాయం సుఖాపో భగవాన్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కృష్ణ గోపికాసుత మీన్స్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ గోపి మదర్ యశోద దట్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ. కృష్ణ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఎస్ గోపికాసుత. హిస్ అడ్రస్ ఈస్ యశోదానందన్ గోపికాసుత. గోపిక రిఫర్స్ టు యశోద. సో దిస్ గోపికాసుత కృష్ణ కెన్ బి అటైన్డ్ ఓన్లీ బై భక్తి ప్యూర్ లవ్ అండ్ డివోషన్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్. సో నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ కెన్ make a person attain Krishna. Jnanis cannot attain Krishna by their philosophical speculation or intellectual analysis. And other people who are endeavoring for self-realization, they also cannot realize Krishna if they don't have devotion. So, that is the ending of the 9th chapter of 10th canto. We will enter the 10th chapter. So, finally, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna. And she went inside to perform her household activities. Meanwhile, Balaramji came. From his from Upananda's house, Then he saw Krishna, and then Balramji said that, Krishna, I told you not to do mischief. I told you not to steal butter and break pots. See, Mother Yashoda bound you. Now, then actually initially, before Balaramji came to know that Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna, Balaramji said, who has the audacity to bind you, Krishna? I am Sankarshan, I am Balaram, I am Ananta, I am Lakshman. I can burn this entire universe if someone offends you. Then Krishna told very faintly, Mother Yashoda has bound me. Although Balramji was shouting like a lion till now, he became like a cat now. Oh, why didn't you tell me before only? But still, Balramji went to Mother Yashoda and said, Mother Yashoda, do you know who Krishna is? Then Yashoda sarcastically asked Balram, who is Krishna? Then Balramji said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is Bhagavan. He is the source of all incarnations. He is Avatari. From him only Narasimha, Varaha, Vamana, Matsya, Kurma, all these incarnations came. Then Yashoda asked, then who are you? Then Balramji said, I am Sankarshana, I am Anantadev, I am Lakshman. I am an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Then Mother Yashoda sarcastically said, all the incarnations have to take birth in my house only or what? Balaram, if you just don't get away from here, I will also bind you and beat you. Then Balramji just ran away from here, from there. And then he again came back to Krishna, and then he started crying along with Krishna. And again he went back to Mother Yashoda and said, Mother Yashoda, you have tied up Krishna, and then Krishna is in such bound up condition for a long time. Now is the time to release him. Can you please release him? Mother Yashoda says, no. And Balramji again came back. Meanwhile, Krishna, because he was in a bound condition, He saw the two twin Arjuna trees in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. So, Krishna's attention went on these two trees. Who were these trees? Sukadeva Goswami explains in the 10th chapter. He says that these two trees were actually cursed by Narada Muni. They were the sons of Kuvera. Their names were Nalakuvara and Manigriva. And they were cursed by Narada Muni to become trees. So, Sukadeva Goswami describes the context. Actually, these two sons of Kuvera, they were the associates of Lord Shiva. They were living in Mandakini Ganga area. And once they entered Mandakini Ganga without any dress, and they were also surrounded by so many naked girls, and they were enjoying there. And they were also intoxicated. They were drinking wine. At that time, Narada Muni came there. So, seeing Narada Muni, also these people who were so intoxicated, they could not pay respects. They could not do anything, and they even felt that Narada Muni's presence is a botheration there. Seeing their degraded situation, you are entering the holy river Ganga, and you are the associates of the greatest Vaishnava Shiva, but you are so intoxicated and you are associating with the wine and women like this. And even the women who are around Nalakavar and Manigriva, they acknowledge the presence of Narada Muni, and they covered their bodies with clothes, but Nalakuvara and Manigriva just remained there undressed. So that's why these girls are not cursed, but Nalakuvara and Manigriva were cursed. So now Narada Muni contemplated, seeing the degraded situation of Nalakuvara and Manigriva. Narada Muni thought that these people are the sons of Kuvera, who is the wealthiest person in the universe. So they are so intoxicated, they are so puffed up of their wealth. So, because they are so puffed up of their wealth, they should become poverty stricken. So, they should lose all the wealth. Then only they will become humble. So, he analyzes the dangers of material wealth. He says in the 8th shloka, Nahyanyo jushato joshyan buddhi brahmsho rajo gunaha Srimadada bhijatyadir yatrastri dyutamasavaha Nahyanyo jushato joshyan means there is nothing as degrading in this world as material wealth. If somebody has material wealth, although he does not have beauty, or he does not have education, he does not have power or name or fame or influence, still, with his money, he can purchase, he can get all the facilities for sense enjoyment. So, he can become superior to even educated people or beautiful people or powerful people because he has wealth, he has money. So, when somebody is intoxicated with their wealth, he can be degraded so much. It's not that all wealthy people are sense gratifiers and all poor people are pure devotees. It's not like that. Having wealth is not wrong, but being puffed up of that wealth, being very proud and falsely prestigious because of that wealth, that is wrong. So Narada Muni contemplated that. Sometimes rich people, they even kill poor animals for their sense gratification. Because they are rich, they are getting all facilities for their enjoyment, they cannot acknowledge the difficulties of other people. So they cannot understand the pain of other people. On the other hand, this people who do not have so much of wealth, they are naturally austere because they don't have so many facilities for enjoyment. So they are bound to do some austerities. Their senses are controlled and they do not have false prestige so much. And they can welcome sadhus and devotees and take guidance from them, take spiritual life more seriously. And they have a sense of dependence on God because of their poverty. So, but a wealthy person who is proud of one's wealth, so he cannot be very humble. He cannot call out the names of the Lord with quality of feeling. So, the daridryam paramanjanam means the solution for the disease of intoxicated people is to make them poverty stricken. If somebody is intoxicated with wealth, so they need to be poverty stricken, then they will come back to senses. So Narada Muni contemplated this and then he cursed Nalakovara and Mandigriva to become trees. Although Narada Muni cursed these two boys, Narada Muni's curse was a blessing. When pure devotees like Narada Muni, even though they become angry and they curse also, still that is beneficial for the people who are being cursed. So Nalakovara and Manigriva became trees in Vrindavan Dham, right in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And they got the opportunity to witness Krishna's pastimes in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And although they are in tree bodies, their consciousness was intact. The consciousness of a tree is not so developed. But in the tree bodies also, Nalakovara and Manigriva could witness Krishna's childhood pastimes and be purified like that. So now, Krishna has noticed these two trees. Because he himself was bound, he could empathize with their bound up condition. And he wanted to release them from this bondage of being in tree bodies. So this Krishna just started crawling. He pulled this wooden grinding mortar between the two Arjuna trees. And he pulled them and he uprooted the trees. So Krishna effortlessly did this with this small rope and this wooden grinding mortar only. So Krishna did not use iron chains or big wooden logs. So Krishna just used this simple household grinding mortar that is used to grind spices to collapse these two huge trees. So now the trees are so big and so tall and so deep rooted, to uproot those trees you need a very strong rope or strong grinding mortar. Now, the comparison is not between the rope and grinding mortar and the trees. It is between the grinding mortar and the rope. Means, if the rope is stronger than the grinding mortar, when Krishna was trying to pull down the trees, the mortar will break. And if the mortar is stronger than the rope will break. But the rope did not break. And the mortar did not break, but the trees were uprooted. So, we need to understand that Krishna has empowered the rope and the mortar with the ability to uproot these twin Arjuna trees, although they were so great in comparison to this mortar and rope. Similarly, we may be insignificant and unqualified, and we may have so many shortcomings, we may be unfit in so many ways, but if we depend on Krishna's mercy, Krishna will empower us to perform the necessary services for His pleasure. So our ability to render services to Krishna, or even our ability to pray to Krishna, is also not our ability, it is Krishna's grace. So just as Krishna empowered the rope and wooden grinding mortar to uproot the Arjuna trees, He can empower devotees also if the devotees sincerely take Krishna's shelter. So we need to depend on Krishna's mercy. that we can see. Then this Nalakuvar and Manigriva, when the trees were uprooted, two effulgent personalities, Nalakuvar and Manigriva, came out of the trees and they offered obeisances to Krishna. They started offering prayers to Krishna. They said, "Oh Krishna, you are the super soul. No one can understand you. You are avatar. You are the source of all incarnations. You are supremely auspicious. You are Yadupati. We are your servants. And especially we are servant of your servants. And especially we are the servants of Narada Muni. Because of Narada Muni's curse only, today we got your darshan and we got your attention and mercy." So then Nalakuvar and Manigriva, they glorified Krishna in various ways and they promised Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, we will spend the rest of our lives in rendering service to you." So this beautiful prayer, 938th shloka of the 10th chapter, that says, "Vani gunanu kathane shravanau kathayam hastauch karma sumanastava padayornah smrityam sirastava nivasa jagat praname drishtih satam darshane stu bhavatta nunam." Vani gunanu kathane, we will engage our tongues in glorifying your activities, your qualities, your names, your pastimes. Vani gunanu kathane. Second, shravanav kathayam, we will engage our ears in hearing Krishna's pastimes when they are spoken by devotees. Third, hastocha karmasu tava padayornaha. So we will engage our hands in your service. We will engage our legs in going to holy places. And smrityam shiras tava nivasa jagat praname manas tava padayornaha smrityam. We will engage our minds in remembering your lotus feet. And shiras tava nivasa jagat praname, we will engage our heads in bowing down in front of you with devotion. And drishtihi satam darshanestu bhavattanunam, we will also engage our eyes in seeing your holy deities and especially your devotees. Even by seeing the devotees of Krishna is such a purifying experience. Darshane pavitra kari ei tumaragun. So the darshan of a devotee is so glorious that one will be purified just by seeing a devotee. Then Narada Muni was very merciful. Krishna told Nalakuvar and Manigriva, "Narada Muni is so merciful, so that's why you got this mercy." Then Krishna replied to the sons of Nalakuvar and Manigriva, "You can go back to your abode, so all your desires will be fulfilled and you will never fall down from that position." So this Nalakuvar and Manigriva circumambulated Krishna and then they went while glorifying Krishna. So that completes the 11th chapter and we will enter the 12th chapter. So in the 12th chapter we will see that when these two twin Arjuna trees fell down, that created a tumultuous sound. Then all the Vrajavasis gathered there. Nanda Maharaj came there running. So they did not find any wind or elephants were not pulling the trees. There was no storm or wind or rain that caused the trees to fall down, but the trees fell down. So what was the reason for the trees falling down? Nobody could understand. And everybody became concerned. Krishna is there in between the two trees. If the trees fell down on Krishna, what would have happened to Krishna? Krishna is a small 2-3-year-old boy. So Krishna is in the middle of the trees and the two trees fell down. So Nanda Maharaj immediately picked up Krishna and he saw that Krishna's waist is bound by a rope to this wooden grinding mortar. So Nanda Maharaj untied that rope, released Krishna and asked, "Who bound you?" Then somebody Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, "Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mata bound me." Then Nanda Maharaj became very upset with Yashoda also. So Nanda Maharaj took Krishna and Balaram and went to the bank of Yamuna and he did some rituals and he gave charity to the Brahmanas and he did some puja there and he came back to Goshala and Krishna drank milk of cows and that milk was mixed with sugar. But Mother Yashoda in the room, she was so ashamed. She was so embarrassed. She felt so bad that I bound Krishna like this and Krishna encountered this great calamity and these two trees fell down unexpectedly. What would have happened to my child if they fell down on my child only? So Mother Yashoda was feeling so guilty and so embarrassed. And Krishna was not coming to Mother Yashoda. Out of shame, Mother Yashoda also was unable to come in front of Krishna and Nanda Maharaj. Seeing Mother Yashoda's pain, Rohini Mata came to Nanda Maharaj and Krishna. And Krishna was in the lap of Nanda Baba. And he was drinking cow milk mixed with sugar. Then Rohini Mata said, Krishna, can you please come to your mother Yashoda? Yashoda is crying for you. But Krishna said, no, I will not come. She has chastised me. She bound me up with a rope. I cannot come to her. Then Yashoda asked, then whom will you play with? Then Krishna said, I will play with Nanda Maharaj. I will play with my father. Whose milk will you drink? I will drink cow's milk mixed with sugar. I will not come to Mother Yashoda. Then then Rohini Mata said, why are you so cruel, Krishna? Your mother will die if she doesn't see you. Then Nanda Maharaj said, Krishna told that he will not come, so he will not come. So why Mother Yashoda did like this to Krishna? So Krishna is very upset, he will not come. So then seeing Krishna agitated in that way, Nanda Maharaj said, I will now hit Mother Yashoda. So he just lifted his hand. But Krishna would not allow that. Krishna immediately caught Nanda Maharaj's hand and then pulled it down and jumped off from Nanda Maharaj's lap and ran towards Mother Yashoda and jumped into her lap and hugged her. So then Mother Yashoda became very happy and she actually drenched Krishna with her tears. And Krishna also became very happy. Yashoda Mata also became very happy. And all the other gopis who were seeing this scene, they became very happy to see this reunion of mother and child. So there are so many other enchanting details of Damodar Leela, but we completed it. Now we will move ahead with Krishna's pastimes in this chapter. So Sukadeva Goswami describes few more things to show that Krishna is controlled by the affection of his devotees. Sometimes Krishna would carry the sandals of Nanda Maharaj on his head and then bring it to Nanda Maharaj. And sometimes the elderly gopis would tell Krishna, Krishna, bring that stool, bring that small table there. Then Krishna would just bring them and give it to them. And sometimes they are very heavy, Krishna could not lift them, but Krishna would act as if he can lift them. So Krishna will try to lift them and then he would just slap his arms and then to show that he has the energy to lift them. But when he tries to lift them, he cannot lift them and then he will just place them on the ground only and he will just smile innocently. Then all the gopis would just smile at Krishna and their hearts are totally captivated by the innocent activities of Krishna. So one day a fruit vendor came with so many fruits. In those days, these fruit vendors, they give fruits to other people in exchange of some grains. So this fruit vendor came to Gokul and then she started shouting, so if anyone wants to take some fruits, you can take from me. So then when she is making this announcement, baby Krishna, little Krishna wanted to take those fruits. So he just took some little grains in his hands and then he came to this fruit vendor. But he has very small hands. And in those small hands, how many grains he could accommodate? He got only that much. And that too, on the way, when Krishna was running from his house to this fruit vendor, he dropped most of the grains. Only few grains were left. But this fruit vendor lady, she became so captivated by the smile and innocence and the beauty of Krishna. She filled Krishna's hands with so many fruits and she accepted that little grains from him. And she selflessly gave everything to Krishna. Then Krishna received those fruits and he was completely satisfied. And because of the satisfaction of Krishna, the fruit vendor's basket was filled with so many jewels and gold and ornaments and many valuable things, valuable gems. And fruit vendor was blessed like this. If someone offers something to Krishna, that person is not a loser. He will only gain much more than what he has offered. And ultimately, Krishna is not looking for that offering, but he looks the mood behind that offering. So, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upahratam ashnami prayatatmanaha. If someone offers me little flower or fruit or water or leaf with love, with devotion, I accept it. So, this fruit vendor lady offered so many fruits to Krishna, phalam to Krishna, with so much love and affection. Krishna accepted and reciprocated. And this fruit vendor was not so excited with so many jewels. She is more excited with the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna became happy when she gave fruits and the fruit vendor's heart was filled with Krishna's happiness. When she saw Krishna smiling, So captivatingly, she became so satisfied, and it's not that she was so satisfied with so many jewels. So she was not looking for that material benefit. She did service selflessly. She did not offer fruits to Krishna in expectation that Krishna will fill my basket with jewels. So her selfless service. That's why bhakti has to be done in a selfless manner. Ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. When we render service to Krishna without any selfish intentions or material motivations or without any interruptions, our heart is completely satisfied. To derive complete satisfaction of heart, we have to render service to Krishna without any material expectations. To the degree we have material expectations or material desires in our service, to that desire, to that extent, we will not be satisfied. Our satisfaction is dependent on our purity of our intentions while rendering bhakti. So that's one beautiful incident. And on another day, Krishna and Balaram, they were playing with other gopas. Then Mother Rohini came to call Krishna and Balaram for lunch. But Krishna and Balaram would not come because they were so absorbed in playing. Sometimes when Krishna would just quit the game, his friends would threaten Krishna. Krishna, if you quit the game in the middle, so we will not accept you to in the next game. So you cannot play with us anymore. And Krishna cannot lose the association of his friends. So Krishna will continue to play with them only. So Mother Rohini was calling Krishna and Balaram to come back home and take their lunch. It's lunchtime at the time. But Krishna and Balaram are not coming. Rohini Mata tried for a while, but she could not bring them. Then she came to Yashoda and said, Yashoda, I cannot handle them. So you only go and call. Then Yashoda came. Actually, Mother Yashoda's affection for Krishna and Balaram is more than Rohini's affection. So Krishna and Balaram would submit to Yashoda more than even Rohini. So Yashoda came there. And she started giving so many reasons to Krishna and Balaram. Krishna, today is your birth star. And today you have to come, take bath, and decorate yourself with the beautiful ornaments. See, all your friends are so clean and they took bath. Why are you playing like this? You look very dirty. So you please come back home. You should give charity to Brahmanas. And you have to take lunch now. Nanda Maharaj is waiting. If you both don't come, Nanda Maharaj also would not eat. So, but Krishna and Balaram were not coming. So Yashoda Mata went and caught one hand of Krishna with her one hand, and one hand of Balaram with her other hand, and then dragged them to her house and bathed them, and then started feeding them. So if they are not submitting, Yashoda Mata can just drag them. So that is her loving affection towards Krishna and Balaram. And later there was a big meeting amongst all the elderly members of cowherd community. So the elders of cowherd community, like Nanda Maharaj, Upananda and all other people, they gathered together and they discussed that when Krishna was hardly few days old, a witch named Putana came there to kill Krishna. Somehow by God's grace, by Krishna, by Supreme Lord Vishnu's grace, Krishna was protected. And later cart fell down on its own, that is Shaktasura. And later Trinavarta came, this man-eating demon came in the form of a whirlwind and then kidnapped Krishna and took him into the outer space. And somehow Krishna came back alive and the demon died. And recently these two twin Arjuna trees also fell down for no reason. Why such calamities are happening in Vrindavan? And especially these calamities are happening and they were trying to cause harm only to Krishna. All these demons or ghosts are coming and trying to attack Krishna only. So Krishna's safety, Balaram's safety is our first priority. So to protect them, so we must change our residential place. We are living in Gokul Mahavan and there are so many disturbances in Gokul Mahavan. So let us go to Vrindavan. So near Nandeshwar and this Mahavan, there is a place called Vrindavan that is filled with lush green trees and also so many pasturing grounds for the cows to eat grasses. And it's a very nice residential place. There are so many nice hills and lakes and and river Yamuna also is flowing there. So it's close to Govardhan and there are so many other details of Vrindavan. Let us go to Vrindavan Dham and stay there. So all the cowherd members of cowherd community, immediately on that day only, they shifted from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan. They all kept all the ladies and children on the carts, and they kept the cows in front, and all the gopas loaded all their utensils and the household paraphernalia and everything on the gulak carts, and they started shifting from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan. So after they went to Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram were about 3 years old. So Krishna was given charge of small calves. When the cowherd boys are grown up little, they will take charge of cows. But they are very small, then they will take charge of small calves. So Krishna and Balaram were given charge of calves. You can see that picture where Krishna and Balaram were just running with a calf, and then so many other gopas were also following him. So Krishna, Balaram, accompanied by so many other gopas, went to tend calves. So at that time, one demon came in the form of a calf. So this demon's name is Vatsasura. So there were so many calves in Krishna's herd, and this demon Vatsasura also took the form of a calf, mainly intending to kill Krishna. So Krishna noticed it. Krishna told Balaram, "My dear Balaram, so this is not our calf. This is a demon in the form of a calf." So then Krishna caught that calf with his legs, and then started twirling it around, and then threw it on a kapitta tree. So when that kapitta, when this demon took his original form and went on the kapitta tree, you can see in that picture. So all the kapitta fruits fell down from that tree, and all the gopas took advantage of that kapitta trees, and then they took lunch. So sometimes, many times, almost every day, demons would come somewhere near the lunch time and attack Krishna, and Krishna would kill the demon, and after that the gopas would take their lunch. It's like a common theme in Vrindavan. On another day, Krishna and Balaram and all the gopas went to a lake to drink some water. There they saw a huge mountain-like creature. That's a crane demon. That is Bakasura. So they saw a huge mountain-like body of this crane, and they thought, what is this? It's like a white mountain. Then this Bakasura came there near Krishna, and with his huge beak, he immediately swallowed Krishna. So this Bakasura was the brother of Putana. So Putana was the sister, and her brothers were Bakasura and Aghasura. So Krishna kills Bakasura now. So Bakasura came in the form of a crane and then swallowed Krishna. And all the gopas, gopa boys, and even Balaramji also fainted. They became unconscious in separation from Krishna. So they became so concerned about Krishna. So, and other references say that even demigods came and fought with Bakasura. But they could not do anything to Bakasura. But within the throat of Bakasura, Krishna increased his heat. So Krishna generated heat, and Bakasura could not tolerate that heat, and Bakasura just dropped Krishna from its beak. So Krishna came out of the beak of Bakasura and fought with him for a while, and he bifurcated the beak of Bakasura, you know, with his two hands, and Krishna killed Bakasura. So in this way, Krishna killed Vatsasura and Bakasura. These are the first two demons that Krishna killed after he took charge of tending calves. So then all the gopas, the friends of Krishna, they came back to the village and reported this incidents to the elderly gopas, Nanda Maharaj and other people. They said, "Oh, you know, Krishna killed Bakasura, the crane demon. Krishna killed Vatsasura, the calf demon. And we got this kapitta trees, kapitta fruits." Then all the Vrajavasis, the elderly gopas, were so astonished to hear these pastimes from the small gopas. So in this context, Sukadeva Goswami concludes this chapter with a beautiful shloka. Iti nandadayo gopah krishna rama katham muda kurvanto ramamanascha navindam bhavavedanam. Iti nandadayo gopah krishna rama katham muda. In this way, the gopas headed by Nanda Maharaj were constantly discussing the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna Rama Katham Muda, with great pleasure, Kurvanto Ramamanascha, with great happiness and satisfaction and pleasure, they were discussing Krishna's pastimes and Balaramji's activities in Vrindavan. So Navindam Bhavavedanam means they did not encounter any difficulties or miseries or anxieties. or tribulations. Although in Vrindavan there is a constant anxiety, every now and then some demon or the other would come and disturb the peace of Vrindavan Dham. And all the Vrajavasis were living in this world, in that Vrindavan village, and they were encountering so many calamities, but they did not experience any miseries because they are constantly discussing about Krishna and Balaram. This is a practical message from the Vrajavasis. If we are absorbed in discussing Krishna's pastimes, if we are absorbed in Krishna Katha, by hearing Krishna Katha and by speaking Krishna Katha, we will not be affected by the material miseries. The real solution to all the problems in this material world is discussion about Krishna. So that Krishna Katha is the real solution to all the material problems. When we are discussing about Krishna, how Krishna killed so many demons, we get the courage, we get the confidence that Krishna will protect us from those calamities. Why should we be fearful of those calamities? An ordinary materialistic person might encounter some difficulties and he would be devastated, discouraged, disappointed, disheartened. But devotees, when they encounter difficulties, they would not be discouraged or disheartened or devastated, but they are dependent on Krishna, so they are very happy, they are very jubilant. So, although there are so many calamities in Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis did not encounter those, did not experience those miseries because they are absorbed in discussion about Krishna. Vrindavan means a place where constant remembrance and constant discussion, constant hearing and glorification of Krishna's pastimes is happening. If we also adopt that culture of Vrindavan and describe Krishna's activities while interacting with other devotees, then we can transcend this material tribulations. Thank you all very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.